Welcome to Red Card, a show where we discuss all the simple, scandalous, and complicated reasons why relationships end. I'm your host, Dolly, from Jamme FM, and today we are going to get into some things. So, on the very last episode, we're fortunate to have a guest with us, Liwa, who is also a show host on Jamme FM. He hosts the show Long Story Short, so you can also check that out on Jamme FM on all our platforms. I'm sure you see all his episodes there. And on the episode where he guested on, we were able to discuss about some photos that were trending on social media about which kind of toxic partner that you are. So we went through a couple of things. We went through toxic partnerships for guys, toxic partnership for ladies, and we got to see all the different toxic traits that different people or we might even have for ourselves. And we also challenged you guys to listen in and see which one you fell under and make steps to change those things. Now, on today's episode, we're going to discuss something more different from that. So in today's episode, we are going to talk about when people break up for reasons beyond their control. So, in a bit, we're going to check that out, so stay tuned. So, we're back, and as I mentioned earlier, on this episode, we're going to talk about issues that end relationships that are beyond the control of both parties. Now, have you ever been in a relationship with someone and you really love the person, you care about the person, this is someone that you see yourself going the extra mile with, someone that you see yourself getting married to, you know, someone that you see yourself going the distance with, but for some reason, you know, both of you have no choice but to end the relationship for reasons that both of you cannot control. I'm sure some of you might be wondering what we mean, but we're going to get into that in a bit. We're going to discuss some of those things that will cause a relationship to end. Now, I am of the belief that love is necessary in a relationship. I think love and respect is very necessary. However, I will be naive to tell you that it is the only ingredient that is needed for a relationship to survive. If at this point you don't know that, then you have to sit down and get some education, because in a relationship, if you really, really think that love is all you need, if all the Nollywood movies you've been watching, you know, when we're kids, African Magic and whatnot, if they've made you believe that all you need is love for a relationship to function, for a marriage to function, then you are playing yourself. That is not all that is needed. Love is great. Love is necessary. It's good at least that you like the person that you're with, but there are other ingredients that are needed. Life is really not simple, and we'll be deceiving ourselves if we think that it is. Yes, you can love someone and want to be with them forever, but how practical is it really in the grand scheme of things? There are other factors that can come in and derail a relationship from moving forward. So we're going to start with the first one: health incompatibility. So now, I'm sure a lot of you have heard about genotypes. Genotypes are very important. Genotypes are very necessary. You know, genotypes, there is AA, AS, SS, and I even heard of one AC. So as many of you may know, for someone that is AA, the person can be in a relationship with anybody else. They can get married to anybody else, you know, that is of any blood, any genotype group. However, someone that is AS or AC or SS cannot get married to people that are in just any other genotype group. It's probably best for a person that is of that group to get married to someone that is AA. Or let me not just say get married, because marriage is not always the goal for everybody, but let me say procreate. So when someone that is of a different genotype group procreates with, so if someone of a genotype group like AC, AS, or SS procreates with someone that is AS, AC, or SS, there is a chance that you will have a child that has sickle cell. So, it's the depending on the genotype group that you get together with. So, if it's an AS going with an AS, or an AS going with AC, or an AS going with SS, the greater chance it might be for the child that you have to carry the sickle cell. So that's one of the things that, you know, one needs to consider before they get into a relationship or before they have children with somebody. And, you know, one might think that it doesn't matter, you know, it might not be necessary, but think about it. Do you really, really want to have a child that has SS? I'm not trying to say it as a stigma, because there are a lot of great people that have the sickle cell, but they would even tell you that it is not easy. It is not an easy journey. It is, there some attacks come sometimes, some issues come around sometimes. I remember a young man that has shared his story on Twitter. He had SS, and he shared about how difficult his journey had been. I mean, he pushed through and he made it work. He made it happen, but it was definitely a painful journey. So there are Nollywood movies that have done about issues like this. In fact, I remember that one of the reasons why I know about genotypes and genotype compatibility is because of some of the movies I watched when I was a kid. There were some Nigerian movies I watched where, you know, they will show people get into relationships where their genotypes weren't compatible, and maybe they had a kid that had SS, you know. So it's from Nollywood movies I heard about this. In fact, a friend of mine, a Nigerian rapper, AQ, he wrote a whole song called AS plus AS, where he spoke about the relationship of two people who have the AS genotype. Now, of course, this can't work. As many know, a person that has this cannot just go with anyone. Just about anyone. You have to always check. In fact, they advise that you go for a health screening before you decide to get married. Now, a lot of people sometimes don't usually find out about this until they have fallen in love with the person. So, you know, when you meet someone that you love or you like, let's say you meet someone today, you guys connect, you guys are having something, you know, you guys are building something together. The first question that you ask that person is not necessarily, what is your genotype, right? It's not the first question that comes to your head. It's not natural for anyone to ask. It's not the first question I would ask. You know, so I can imagine that it's not the first question that just about anyone will ask. So a lot of times people don't usually find out about the genotype of the person that they're with until much later, when they have already fallen in love with the person. Sometimes they want to risk it and carry on, but in the long run, it is not practical. What is the point of getting married to someone and then you get scared every time you're pregnant that your child might have SS? For a lot of those that are SS, the journey is not always a simple one. Shout out to all the SS survivors. You guys are strong and killing it despite all the obstacles you're facing. So power to you, but it is definitely not easy. So these are some of the reasons why someone can break up with their partner due to health incompatibility. I would advise that maybe it's time to go and get that testing done. In fact, it's very important that you know yours already beforehand. So you should already know your own. If you don't know yours, whether you're in a relationship or whether you're single, go and get it checked. Go and know. It's just important for you to know. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just so that when you're ready to take that step with somebody, you know, you can be prepared. And you just don't now fall in love and then, you know, you cannot be with that person. So this is one of the reasons why people can end a relationship that they don't want to end a relationship, but that they don't want to end, but because of incompatibility, they have to. Another reason or another issue that can cause a relationship to end, not necessarily due to the wants of both parties, but because it just has to, is when major life goals are not aligned. I'm a big fan of Grey's Anatomy. I've watched, they're currently in their 16th season, and I'm there with them. And, you know, there is a character on the show. Well, she's not on the show anymore, but she used to be. There was a character on the show called Christina. Christina Yang always made it clear from the very first episode that she's very ambitious. She is trying to, their goal she's trying to achieve, she doesn't want to have kids. She made it very clear. As a single woman, she made it very clear she did not want to have kids. She did not want to have kids. She did not want to have kids. Then at some point she got married to someone who he wanted to have kids. But before they got married, they had this discussion and she made it clear that she did not want to have kids. he wanted to have kids. But, you know, he was so in love with her. He was so, you know, a lot of things that happened. You know, there's some, you know, when big life events happen, especially when something horrible happens, like a plane crash or something tough, it makes people want to be more, there's a word that they call it, I can't remember exactly, but it's that thing where something traumatic happens and it just makes you want to be impulsive. So maybe a plane crash happened to, and someone that you know was in it, it can force you to now start thinking, oh my God, life is short. Oh my God, I need to marry this person. I need to have this child. I need to do this. I need to do that, which is all well and good, but how practical is it in that particular point in time? So that's kind of like what happened in this situation. He felt, I love this girl. I love her very much. Okay, fine. She doesn't want to have kids. We can work through that. And they got married. Then at some point she got pregnant. You know, I'm not exactly sure how it happened. I think it was just, it just happened. She got pregnant and she didn't want to keep the child. And he got upset because he felt, oh my God, you're already carrying this child. You know, don't worry, when you have the baby, you'll be fine. Don't worry, when you have the baby, you'll fall in love with the child. You fall in love with the baby. Don't worry, it's all going to be good. And she said, I don't want it. I don't want this child. And I remember a lot of fans of the show at that particular point were upset with her because they kind of felt like, I mean, you're in a marriage. Shouldn't you want to have kids with your husband? Blah, 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 blah. But I was on her side completely because she made it clear she did not want to have kids. You can't force someone to do something that they don't want to do just because it might be what you want. Having kids it has to be a decision. It's a personal decision that you have to make for yourself. You have to decide that you want to be able to carry another human and raise that child. It's very, very important that as a person, you are able to make that choice for yourself and not be forced into doing it. There are a lot of children out here that, you know, are orphans, that maybe their parents have abandoned them, you know, left them alone. And when we hear situations like that, it doesn't make us happy. So why would someone who has said out of her own mouth she is not ready to have kids, why should she be forced to have kids? She knows herself. She knows she can't do it. In fact, I actually think it's kind of noble that you know yourself and you know that, okay, maybe I'm too selfish for this. Maybe I can't raise a child. My career is more important. And you don't have to do that. If you're from a religious background and you want to base your thing biblically, even Paul said it, right? A lot of people get married every Saturday, go to church, get married. But Paul even advised that, like, if it were left to him, he would advise you not to get married. That was his opinion. That was how he felt, because he just kind of felt like his work for God took everything. He didn't want that life. Now, are we criticizing Paul? No, we're not. And even he will tell you, you get married if you feel like you want to, but I don't want to. And honestly, like, I would say you shouldn't if you ask me. So that was his own thing. So I feel like if someone says they don't want to do something, society shouldn't look at them like they're crazy. That's her decision. That's what he has chosen. That's what she has chosen. And in this instance, that's what she chose. Now, of course, she took the baby out because that wasn't what she wanted. You know, and a lot of people had a lot to say. But again, like I said, I agreed with her. And that's why when it comes to major, major life decisions, your goals have to be aligned with each other. You can't just do it on impulse, you know, thinking that those things will go under the rug, because they wouldn't. So when it comes to things like having kids, when it comes to things like religion, if maybe you are with someone who maybe is of a different religion than you are, are you going to convert? Is this something that is going to be an issue? If, you know, all these things, discussions have to be made. You can't just get with someone that you say you want to be with for a long time and then you guys are having different stances on your major goals, major life goals. That relationship is going to end. It is going to end eventually. Or somebody will end up having to compromise a huge part of themselves and compromise themselves to the point where they don't even recognize themselves anymore. You don't want that in your life. So if you're with someone, no matter how much you love the person, no matter how much you want to be with this person, if your goals are not aligning, trust and believe that that thing that you guys are not aligning on is going to be the reason why that relationship will eventually end. And it'll be worse and it'll be painful. If you've gotten married to the person already, you know, then it means that it's going to end in divorce, which is going to be something that is a much more painful process than not even marrying the person at all. So think about that. Let that sink in for a moment. So we're back with our Blow the Whistle segment, where we, you know, pick stories from online or stories that have been sent to us where people are asking for relationship advice and we give it to them. So on today's segment, you know, this is this was sent to the Shade Room. She said, I've been dating this guy for over a year now, and he still tells his 13-year-old son that I'm just a friend. When I ask him about it, he says it's because we have had some problems and he doesn't want his son to know me as his girlfriend if we don't end up together. And I don't have kids, so I wouldn't understand. When is the appropriate time for him to tell his son? Or should I call things off because I don't feel like he takes our relationship serious? Now, this is a very, very touchy question. You know, when you're dating someone that has kids, their kids always come first. In fact, it's not necessarily that their kids even come first. Their kids are a part of them. So they make decisions that are good for not just them, but for their children. And I think personally, I don't have children. So maybe those of you that have kids out there can maybe let me know if maybe my advice is, or what I think about the situation, is a little naive. I think that once you've been dating someone and maybe you have a child and you're dating someone for, I would say, at least a year is a pretty good time for you to know that, okay, this for you to, you know, be serious with someone and maybe introduce your child to them. If I were the lady in this situation, I would feel uncomfortable knowing that a year has gone by, I'm dating this man that has a son, and he doesn't want to introduce me to my son, to his son. I get his fear. I know a lot of parents, especially single parents, don't like to introduce new partners to their children on time because they don't want the situation where the relationship might not work out. And then they have to explain that to their child again, that, oh, okay, I had to end this with this person. They don't like people just coming in and going out of their children's lives, which I completely understand. But I think that if you say that you're in a serious relationship with someone and this relationship is supposed to be, you know, serious, and this is over a year now, that's what she said, over a year, and you have not introduced the person to your partner, or you haven't introduced the person to your child, I can see how that is an issue. So I think that for her, I think it's something that she needs to speak about with her partner. Ask him, you know, if is this ever going to happen, are you ever going to introduce me to your child? She said that he said they've had some issues. So I don't know, what is the end goal? I think they need to discuss on what the end goal is in their relationship. Is this something that they want to continue? And if, you know, it feels like it's not going to happen anytime soon, then I think that she should move on. Nothing wrong with him not wanting to introduce his child to her. I just think that, like, you know, it's definitely, I can understand his fear as a parent. You know, I can understand, you know, that emotional worry. But if they are trying to be serious with someone, it's been over a year now. We're not talking about 3 months. If it was 3 months or 4 months, I can understand. But this is over a year now. I think it is time for him to introduce her to his son. So what do you guys think about this? Do you guys think that he's right? Do you understand where he's coming from? I mean, I do understand where he's coming from. I just think that, like, I can understand where she's coming from as well. So what do you guys think? Are you with her? Are you with him? Do you agree with both of them like I do? Let me know. Let us know on our Jamit platforms. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. That's all for now, but I'll see you in the next episode of Red Card, where we'll be discussing 5 reasons to end a relationship. I'm your host, Dolly, from Jamit.fm. See you next one. Bye.
Red Card was produced and edited by Stanley Agbadigo. Scripted by Dolapo Akitoye. This show was brought to you by Jamit.fm, the home of African podcasts.